Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 3. Configuring Windows Media Server. Windows Media Server is the content delivery vehicle of the Windows Media Platform, which can be installed on both full and server core installations of Windows Server 2008. It allows users to stream content to their player as opposed to waiting for the entire piece of content to download. Content can be delivered in a broadcast or server-controlled, or on-demand or user-controlled fashion. Client-side playlists tell the client what content should be viewed and in what order. Server-side playlists tell the server what content should be delivered and in what order. Distribution servers will store entire copies of content, and caching servers will only store content based on what has been demanded. Both enable you to scale out your installation. Proxy servers will connect on behalf of the client to the origin server and should be used in conjunction with caching to provide scalability in your installation. Configuring Windows SharePoint services. Windows SharePoint services can be installed in a standalone or server farm configuration on full installations of Windows Server 2008. NTLM provides authentication but cannot access back-end resources through delegation, whereas Kerberos, which requires some additional configuration, will allow the server to access a number of resources as the requesting user. Windows SharePoint services can rewrite URLs based on 5 different zones: default, intranet, extranet, internet, and custom, for both its own URLs as well as external resources. Lists, document libraries, and SharePoint groups can receive incoming mail. Alerts and administrative messages generate outgoing mail. Members of the local administrator group and farm administrators group can fully administer servers but do not have access, by default, to content. Each site has 3 default groups created: visitors, members, and owners. There are 5 default permission levels: limited access, read, contribute, design, and full control. Quotas are applied to site collection as a whole, regardless of user. Document libraries support major and minor versioning, whereas lists support one type of versioning. The recycle bin is 2-staged, meaning that when the user empties it, the site collection administrators can still recover the document. Backup and restore can be completed through SharePoint tools, SQL Server tools, or third-party volume shadow copy-based tools. Configuring Active Directory Rights Management Services. ADRMS can only be installed on full installations of Windows Server 2008. It provides protection in a format and application agnostic manner. You can define your trust boundary to include specific users within your organization, users in other organizations, or the public at large through Windows Live ID. The Microsoft Office Suite is the primary authoring tool made available by Microsoft. You will require the Professional Edition or later to author content. Policy templates provide a uniform way for users to apply a consistent set of usage rights to a document. You should decommission a server and resave protected content in an unprotected state before removing it. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: how do I administer Windows Media Server when it is installed on Server Core? Answer: the remote server administration tools for Windows Media Server is available for you to administer Windows Media Server from Windows Vista, Server 2003, and Server 2008. Because Windows Media Server ships out of band, you will not find these tools in the Add Features section of Windows Server 2008 in a default installation. You will need to download them from Microsoft.com. Question: what are the differences between Windows Media Server on the various editions of Windows Server 2008? Answer: for the first time, you can deploy Windows Media Server on the web edition, also known as Windows Web Server 2008, and a number of enterprise features from the previous release are now made available in the Standard Edition. This includes advanced fast start, digest authentication, and cache proxy support. In the Enterprise and Data Center editions, you gain the ability to broadcast using IP multicast functionality, archive live broadcast streams, and enable users to leverage advanced fast forward and rewind algorithms. Question: can I stream MP3, Flash, or Real Media with Windows Media Server? Answer: you have a limited availability to stream MP3 files as long as they are not multiple bit rate files and are a minimum of 5 seconds in length. The MP3 streaming will not parse ID3 tags on the file, but this should not prevent streaming. Flash and Real Media files cannot be streamed through Windows Media Server. Question: how do I apply DRM to my Windows Media files? Answer: there is no Microsoft DRM server that you can install. Instead, Microsoft made a rights management SDK available for service providers to build compatible services. As such, you will need to engage a DRM service provider or build your own service using the SDK. Question: what components can accept incoming email in Windows SharePoint services? Answer: you can send email to document libraries, lists, and SharePoint groups. For document libraries, the attachments will be stored in the library. For lists, it depends on the type of lists. For example, calendar, task, or discussion lists. In terms of how it will react to incoming mail, SharePoint groups respond like a distribution group in Exchange by distributing the message to all members. Question: how do I back up Windows SharePoint services? Answer: you can back up using the internal tools exposed via Central Administration or the STSADM command line tool. Those tools are best for small installations or occasional backup or restore operations. For scheduled or larger environments, you can use the SQL Server backup facilities as well as a third-party volume shadow copy-based data protection software. Question: our deployment of Windows SharePoint services has been a success, and our web server is struggling to keep up. How do I scale it? Answer: you have two choices. Scale up using a faster web server with more resources, or scale out with more web servers. Windows SharePoint services ships with both a 32-bit and 64-bit release. The 64-bit release breaks the 4GB RAM barrier for memory consumption and opens up a host of other processor optimizations. You can also scale out to handle more concurrent requests spread across more web servers. Scaling up is usually more expensive from a hardware perspective once you reach a certain threshold, whereas scaling out is more expensive from a software licensing and management perspective. The decision will depend on your own capacities and budgets. Question: how do I enable antivirus features in Windows SharePoint services? Answer: Windows SharePoint services does not ship with an antivirus scanner, just programming interfaces for vendors to interface with. You will need to look at a compatible SharePoint antivirus scanner such as Forefront Security for SharePoint. Question: how do I protect content while working offline? Answer: after your machine connects to the ADRMS cluster for the first time, it is issued a client license or certificate which can be used for protecting content while not connected to the ADRMS cluster. It has delegated the rights to publish licenses and is tied back to the ADRMS cluster. When another user opens the document, it will attempt to contact the ADRMS cluster for a use license as it would any other protected document. Question: we have a document that we need to get access to, but the people who have been assigned rights are unavailable. How do we access the document? Answer: you will need to enable the super user group and add one or more users to the role. This will allow them to view all rights-protected content issued by the ADRMS cluster. Question: Does the user's workstation need to be a part of the same domain as the AD/RMS cluster to use its services? Answer. By being part of the same Active Directory domain as the AD/RMS cluster, the workstation can leverage the Service Connection Point, or SCP, to locate the AD/RMS cluster. If the user is not part of the workstation, you will need to manually add the registry settings to help the RMS client locate the AD/RMS cluster. Question. What ports do I need to expose for external users to be able to use AD/RMS protected documents externally? Answer. To receive a use license for protected content, users will need to be able to access the AD/RMS web services, which are hosted using HTTP, port 80 by default, and/or HTTPS, port 443 by default, on the AD/RMS cluster. It is recommended that you use HTTPS when exposing AD/RMS to the Internet.